So just take a moment to come into the rest of your body. How about a breath in through the crown chakra? Inhale and then exhale down out through your feet into the earth. Let's do that again. Big inhale, exhale. And just give yourself a few moments to feel your body. Feel the gentleness of relaxing into your body in the chair. Just softening from the outside in, your shoulders, your face, your hands, legs. And as you soften, allow your breath to soften also. Soften and deepen so that you're breathing into the center of your being, into the place of your knowing, into the place where you feel the love of family, the love that's in the room right now, today, that supports all of us, that surrounds us, the love that honors us. And that love shifts from your linear mind to your receptive, creative mind as you open to the message that comes to us from our beloved angel, Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a stretch for the human mind. Even those who have heard this before, it's still a stretch. The man in the chair is not the man in the chair. That he has talked to you for 2 hours, and you're used to his voice, his countenance, his personality. He sits in the chair and he leaves. This is called channeling. It has been done forever by human beings. And some have called it trance. That is when a human being steps aside and lets something else come in, which is higher, not lower, higher, that they carry within them. The misunderstanding is often this: if you will allow yourself to go someplace else, anything could jump in and channel. How linear of you. As though you had somehow created some dark void where nothing was there. Dear ones, what is there is divinity. Inside you, at all levels, is the creative source. God inside is the message from all spiritual systems. God inside. The oldest spiritual system you know about, that you will acknowledge, of Hinduism, has a basic premise: God inside. Wind that to today. The spiritual systems today: God is inside. It's not wishful thinking, it is intuition. And God inside is waiting, always, to have you discover it. If you step aside and you create a void, it's going to be filled instantly by something that is absolutely natural, God inside. Now, interpreting what you get with that which is an intellectual mind into conversation and voice and timbre and language is difficult and takes practice. And sometimes it's cryptic. That's what my partner has been doing for years, practicing. But you're hearing a message from the creative source through his higher self directly across the veil. And the message that is always there first that says you don't know what you don't know. That the love for you from the other side of the veil is absolutely profound. If there's one message, and only one that could squeak through the veil today, is this: you have no idea how much you're loved and known by God. No idea. And if you will open that little portal you have that every single human being is allowed to have, that's when things change. The synchronicity of your life, the healing of your cells, the beauty of life itself can be yours. You have different paths here, old soul. I speak to a group of old souls, and all of you are unique and different, every single one. You feel energy differently or none at all. Some of you are sensitive, some of you are dense. I know that. It's not an indictment. It is not a judgment of your spirituality. It is simply an attribute of your life. Some of you are intellectual. Some of you are logical. Don't you think we know that? And the only thing we will plead with you is don't let these things get in the way of God inside. Are you so invested in your pride of the intellectual that you won't allow the Creator to pop in once in a while and love you? I want you to think about that. In the last few moments, my partner has given you a paradigm that we want to expand on just for a moment. That in this island that he's talking about, with indigenous called Rapa Nui, they did things that no one expected, and they did it naturally and simply out of the box of your current thinking of what could be done. That's the message he wanted to give. And here's my message. What is out of the box of what everybody says you can do that's available to you through something very simple? What is it? If you open the portal to the creative source, do you understand that there is information, there is energy, there is power you did not expect, you didn't believe would happen, and it's not in your paradigm of belief? The paradigm of belief you have has nothing to do with the creator source. A multidimensional source which is ready to come in and be with you in this new energy. Today, my partner is going to talk to you about synchronicity, about innate, about the things that we have taught for years. All of it is enabling. All of it. None of it is doctrinal. All of it is enabling. About accepting something perhaps you didn't understand fully, how to open the door. Dear one, there's never been a time like this one where the belief of the human being has this much energy. Do you believe what is being taught, or are you just writing it on a piece of paper? Are you collecting pieces of paper with information? Or are you going to put down your paper and think about it and cognize it? It's you we're talking about, not about facts for a piece of paper. It's not a seminar, not really. It's a communication, if you really want to hear it, between us and you. That's the message of the day. It's the message you're going to hear for the rest of the day. It's why you came. What are you going to do with it? We'll see. We'll see. And so it is.